Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/first year 15 for promotional details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, Teresa in Texas pledges 100, and Joyce in Indiana pledges 50, Gregory in Illinois pledges 50, and Ryan, pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, there you go. Now we're going to, we've been telling you about the Biden crime cartel, folks, and we're going to go and play you a clip. So get ready for this because, well, it's actually a lot worse than what you're even going to hear in this clip, but take it away.
Welcome to tonight's special report. We're about to dive into a story so shocking that it's bound to leave you questioning everything in the heart of America's ruling elite. A scandal has erupted that could very well shake the foundations of our republic. Imagine, if you will, the brother of the President of the United States embroiled in a $100 million Medicare fraud case. But it doesn't end there. The story involves not just one, but multiple members of the Biden family leveraging the highest office in the land for personal gain. As we peel back the curtain on this sordid affair, you'll see the extent to which power and greed have infiltrated the corridors of influence. Stick with us to the end. You won't want to miss our final thought on why this matters to every single American watching. This is a report that goes beyond politics. It goes to the heart of integrity and justice in our republic. Before we jump deeper into tonight's eye-opening report, a quick word from our supporters, because folks, just like the shocking revelations we're about to discuss, your monthly bills can also bring unexpected surprises. In the same way Jim Biden seemingly manipulated energy within political circles, you can take back control over your own energy bills. With utility costs skyrocketing, a solution has emerged: a compact energy-saving device that slashes power bills, fighting against the greed of big utility companies. Thousands have already seen incredible savings, and now it's your turn. Visit don'twastepower.com for an exclusive 65% off. This little device isn't just saving money. It's about ensuring that power stays where it belongs with you. Now back to the report. In the heart of our nation's capital, a scandal of monumental proportions has begun to unravel, exposing the deep-seated corruption that threatens the very fabric of our republic. At the center of this controversy is none other than Jim Biden, the president's brother, whose actions have cast a long, dark shadow over the Biden administration. This isn't just a story of political missteps. It's a saga of influence, peddling nepotism and deceit. The latest revelations point to the disrupting pattern. Jim Biden, leveraging his familial connection to the president, has been implicated in a $100 million Medicare fraud case involved in failed hospital chain AmeriCorps. This case isn't just about the misuse of funds. It's a glaring example of how the Biden name had been exploited for personal gain, with Jim Biden allegedly using his brother's position to secure jobs for family members and advance the interests of healthcare company now mired in allegations of fraud. Take a look.
Yes, we've already called for the president to release the terms of the so-called loan that he apparently claims he made to his brother. But look, whether or not he made a loan is irrelevant. What matters is Joe Biden benefited to the tune of $200,000 from this. Either he made a loan to his brother, like they claim, which I don't believe, but let's say they pull something out of their rear end, John, and say they made a loan to his brother for $200,000. His brother could not have paid that loan back without influence peddling the company AmeriCorps Health out of $200,000. We have Jim Biden's bank records, and I can say with 100% confidence that he had very little money in that checking account for a long time. And the only way he could have paid that back was with that $200,000 payment. So either Joe Biden was paid $200,000 as part of the influence peddling scheme, payback, kickback, dividend, whatever you want to call it, or Joe Biden actually made a loan to his brother, and because his brother influence peddled AmeriCorps Health, he paid him back $200,000. So either Joe Biden made $200,000 or he didn't lose $200,000 Either way, Joe Biden's $200,000 better off today because of his family's influence peddling scheme. And like everything else, John, we know that Joe Biden met the CEO of AmeriCorps Health. We know that Jim Biden made a pitch to AmeriCorps Health that he could help them get all sorts of money from the Middle East through his brother's contacts in the Middle East. This is classic influence peddling 101. And Joe Biden, as is always the case, was front and center in this. But this time, we have the hard evidence that he benefited to the tune of $200,000.
As we delve deeper into the quagmire, it's clear that the Biden family's entanglements in these corrupt dealings raise serious questions about the integrity and accountability in our leadership. Insiders reveal that Jim Biden didn't hesitate to drop his brother's name, promising that the Biden brand could open doors and secure lucrative deals. But at what cost? The fallout from this scandal has left rural hospitals in disarray, patients without care, and a trail of unpaid bills and unfilled promises. It's time to face the facts. The Biden administration's connections to this fraud case are more than mere coincidences. They're indicative of a systemic problem that requires immediate attention and action. The silence from the White House on these matters is deafening, leaving Americans in the dark about the true extent of the corruption. This isn't just about one man's wrongdoing. It's about a culture of corruption that seems to permeate the Biden family. From Hunter Biden's questionable business dealings to Jim Biden's involvement in the AmeriCorps scandal, the pattern is unmistakable. The use of the Biden name to advance personal interests at the expense of the American people is not only unethical, it's potentially criminal. The implications of these revelations are so profound, they challenge us to question the leadership and moral compass of those at the helm of our nation. How can we trust our leaders when their actions betray a blatant disregard for the law and ethical standards? The time for accountability is now. Congress must act, launching a thorough and unbiased investigation into these allegations. The American people deserve answers, not excuses or obfuscation. In the fact of such overwhelming evidence of misconduct, the response from the political establishment has been lackluster at best. This is not a partisan issue. It's a matter of national integrity and security. The implication of allowing such behavior to go unchecked are far-reaching, undermining public trust in our institutions and eroding the principles upon which our republic stands. In this critical moment, the need for a strong, uncompromising leadership has never been clearer. It's time to look beyond the smoke screens and demand transparency and justice. This is where the leadership of Donald Trump comes in sharp focus. Unlike the current administration, Trump's commitment to drain the swamp has resonated with millions of Americans who are fed up with the status quo of political corruption and nepotism. Trump's presidency is characterized by relentless pursuit of transparency and accountability, qualities sorely missing in today's political climate. As we navigate through this turbulent waters, the call for Trump's return to office grows louder. Americans yearn for a leader who stands firm against corruption, one who is unafraid to tackle the entrenched interests that threaten our nation's prosperity and moral fabric. The scandal is not just a stain on the Biden administration, it's a clarion call for the return to principles, to a time when leaders were held to the highest standards of integrity and public service. We must rally behind those who prioritize the nation's interests over personal gain, who are committed to restoring honor and accountability to public office. As we uncover more about the Biden family's dealings, let's not lose sight of the bigger picture. It's about preserving the integrity of our republic, but ensuring that no one, regardless of their name or position, is above the law. The path forward is clear. We must demand transparency, hold the guilty parties accountable, and restore a sense of honor and duty to public service. In the spirit of true investigative journalism, we pledge to keep digging, to keep asking the hard questions until the full extent of this corruption is brought to light. The American people deserve no less. Before we conclude, a moment to highlight the importance of staying informed and engaged in times like these. Knowledge is not just power, it's our shield against the forces of corruption and deceit. Let's stand together, vigilant and unwavering in our pursuit of truth and justice. Before our final thought, is an important message from our own Gary Franchi.
That's right. As the spectacle of the
of deeper malaise that afflicts our political system, it's about more than one family's misuse of power. It's about the erosion of ethical standards and accountability at the highest levels of our government. The AmeriCorps scandal underscores the urgent need for a leadership that puts the American people first. Unencumbered by corruption and self-interest, we must demand transparency, integrity, and justice from our leaders, holding them to the promise of serving the public good, not their personal agendas. The call to action is clear. It's time to restore faith in our institutions to ensure that our republic remains for the people, by the people, for the people. The fight for corruption-free government is a fight for the soul of America. Thank you for watching. If you got value from this report, tap subscribe.
Alrighty, we are back. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Carol in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Carol. Folks, we really need to hear from you. Now, talking about tactical civics, I want to give you the phone number for you folks in Northeast Ohio that want to find out more information about the meeting on Friday. You can call Bill at 907-723-9839. Don't worry, I'll give it to you again. I know folks saying, yeah, let me find a pen, let me find a paper. Right. It's 907-723-9839. More information on how to become a part of the Tactical Civics is growing out there now, and people are restoring. They're taking the country back one county at a time, but we're running out of time, folks. You need to get involved. Listen, what's history going to say when all of this was coming down and your country was being invaded? Will history record that you did whatever you could to stand up back for freedom? Well, you need to get involved. That number for Bill Wilds is 907-723-9839. All right, well, here. I wanted to talk about Judge Engoron accused of having sex with the secretary of the opposing counsel in previous cases. It's an article out of the Gateway Pundit. This Judge Engoron is corrupt to the core. I mean corrupt to the... You talk about a crook, he's a crook. On Friday, far-left Judge Arthur Engoron fleeced $355 million for President Trump to taking out loans in New York State, paying them back on time. So here, let me tell you who is the criminal. The criminal in this case is Engoron. He is the criminal. This is communism. They've turned everything exactly around. The criminals on this case, the very and completely corrupt, is Engoron and Attorney General Letitia James. Here, there were no victims in the so-called crime except for Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the victim. He got charged with conducting a legitimate legal business. The banks did their due diligence before they loaned Donald Trump the money and testified they would gladly do it again. Judge Engoron called this a crime and ruled that the legitimate president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, owed the state $355 million. But that's not all. As Volk Conspiracy reported, Engoron also put a Clinton-appointed corrupt judge in control of the Trump business empire in New York. It goes on to say that he also appointed retired U.S. District Judge Barbara Jones to continue her role as an independent monitor. Yeah, oh, brother.
Yeah.
Of the Trump business empire, but expanded her authority to review financial disclosures before they are submitted to third parties. Judge Jones can hire an independent director of compliance, and she has the authority to compel Trump to sell some or even all of his business down the road. This is all punishment for Trump allegedly committing fraud by falsely inflating and deflating the value of real estate estates assets to pay lower state taxes and to receive more favorable loans. Hey, Joe and Jim, here's how business is done. Joe, I've got some real estate, right? And I want to sell you this real estate. I want to sell you this farm. Now, this farm may be worth about $500,000. So I say to you, Joe, here's what I want. I want $600,000. Okay, now I don't expect to get more than $500,000, but I'm telling you, I want $600,000. It's what it's worth, right? And what are you going to do, Joe?
Well, I can have it appraised. I can take a look at the property. I can get a real estate opinion from a real estate agent. I can pay for an appraisal. And then I can make an offer depending on what I think it's worth to me, because the value of that property is whatever it's worth to somebody who's willing to pay for it.
So is that how business is done continuously in real estate? Do they always ask more than they want, and then they are willing to come down?
Usually, and also the on big commercial real estate, they also tell the lenders, they have a disclosure, this is our opinion, and they Trump, even on all his documents, you can read them, they were all posted online. You know, do your own due diligence, check it out, and make your own opinion, because all these banks have their own appraisers, their own specialists, and it said right there, this is our opinion, and, you know, check it out for yourselves.
All right, the phone lines have been very silent, very silent.
Not very active tonight at all.
No, and this, you know, and again, well, we'll just tell you, folks, you know, if all of a sudden you turn on the radio on the station you're listening to us on tonight and we're not there, it's because we told you we needed your help.
We have to pay the bills. We can't borrow money and we can't go into debt.
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Or 888-281-1110. Again, 888-281-1110. Folks, the times are coming when you're going to need, you're going to need a radio station, you're going to need a source of information that's not going to lie to you, that's going to try to tell you the truth. And folks, there's not a lot of them out there that are doing that. Watch, law professor Jonathan Turley reveals the insidious poison pill in Judge Engron's ruling against President Trump in the New York civil fraud trial. I suppose you'd want to do this one, Joe.
All I know, one of the first things that he did is that judge decided that Trump was guilty before the court even started hearing the case. At that point, the thing should be thrown out, because a judge is supposed to sit down and take a unbiased look at the facts, judge things on the facts, and he came out and said Trump was guilty. It was just a case of how guilty and how much it he was going to have to pay. So this should be totally thrown out on appeal. There is no valid reason to have this, and like I said, there is no nobody lost any money. Nobody's hurt. How can you normally put a fine on something commensurate with the loss? But there was no loss. Everybody gained. Everybody made money, and everybody was happy.
Well, here's the thing, Joe.
A man for
here's the thing. Deal. When they asked Mayor Hochul, you know, because business said, look, if they did that to Trump, they're going to do it to us. And all of a sudden, you've already had a number of a major business saying, forget doing business, you know, in New York. We're out of here now. But Hochul said, no, don't worry. You got nothing to worry about. Only if your last name is Trump, okay? Now, she came right out and said that.
She's lying, because if it can be done to Trump, it can be done to anybody that disagrees with the state, anybody that has a different opinion in business, politics. Trump's being attacked because of what? His politics, his belief, and it's contrary to the liberals there in that area. And which means then if they can do it to him, they can do it to anyone else, especially if you even have less money than Trump, which most everybody falls into that category.
Well, normally, Turley and all these others have said normally if this would go to the appeals court, boom, it's a done deal. That would be overturned in a heartbeat, except for appeals courts in New York.
Right.
As bad as this is, and as much damage, you know, you've got, you know, in New York, you've got a judicial system that's not known for its honesty and integrity, is it?
I think it's kind of known almost for the opposite. The opposite is true.
And to appeal, he's got to pay $400 million.
Yeah, that's the interest.
Yeah, that was with the interest on it. Compounded, compound interest on $354 or whatever it is, million dollars. Wow.
Well, Susan from New York pledges $25. Anonymous pledges from Pennsylvania pledges $100. Susan from California pledges $100. Thank you. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Now, private equity fund managers announcing he will not waste any time researching new business opportunities in New York after the Engoron ruling. Here, Judge Engoron also appointed retired U.S. District Judge Barbara Jones to continue in her role as independent monitor of the Trump business empire, but expanded her authority to review financial disclosures before they are submitted to third parties. Judge Jones can hire an independent director of compliance, and she has the authority to compel Trump to sell or even sell some or even all of his business down the road. This is pure tyranny. This is pure tyranny. This is unconstitutional. This is, again, I hope every business in the country moves out of New York. And you know what, folks, you truckers out there, all I want to hats off to you truckers that said you will no longer deliver to New York.
I just hope they can afford not to do it. That's the trouble with so many of the truckers. The fuel cost is going up. Everything's happening, and many may not be able to do it just because they have to be able to maintain a living. We'll have to wait and see on that. But, folks, if you have a choice, don't vacation in New York. Don't visit New York if you can have a meeting somewhere else on business. The less you have to do in New York, the better off the country is. Now, there is a GoFundMe. I found it very interesting. GoFundMe group has $355 million already, has a goal of $355 million. And it was set up by Elena Cardone, wife of investor Grant Cardone. He's an entrepreneur and investor, and they want to stand up and back Trump, so they started off with their own money, and they want to try and help him in his legal battles, because even Donald Trump is going to have trouble with all the money he's been forking out for attorneys, court costs, and judgment fees, and now he's got to put up at least a minimum $35 million cash bond, and that bond will be growing interest every day. I don't know how that's going to work with the appeals, if the appeals court can stop the interest or not. But this nation is in big trouble. What you're seeing is the kind of thing that you'd expect to happen in the Soviet Union, in a socialist government, state country like Cuba, Venezuela. This is not the America that you and I grew up in, Pastor Ernie. This is a whole different country.
You're telling me. Boy, are you telling me.
I'm literally totally ashamed at what America has turned into, what the people have elected these fools, these communists, and I hope people are starting to realize what they've done. Those that voted for the Democrats, those that voted for Biden, they've really kind of sounded their own death knell. They've brought about the destruction of this nation.
You're absolutely right, folks. There is no, the old Democratic Party doesn't exist. These are hardcore communists now. These are communists.
Taking over, yeah.
These are people, if you say, I'm a Democrat, and here's what I stand for. Abortion, for killing children. for pedophilia. We think that there should be no laws that you should be able to have sex with a two-year-old. For bestiality, for drugs, you know, if it's for pornography, if it is a vile, vile sin, well, that's exactly what the Democratic Communist Party stands for today. That's reality. That is the reality. That's what's actually happening out there today. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you had not just pastors, if we had pastors that had the courage to stand up and preach this? Remember John the Baptist, how he preached to Herod? Remember when Jesus said, "Woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers." Boy, would that apply to the ACLU today, huh?
That sure would.
Already.
Woe to you lawyers, it's been applying for quite a while, too, because that's what the left has done. They've gone to lawfare. I think a lot of the legal profession went to the Democrat Party because it allowed larger lawsuits and judgments and legal cases, and so apparently the legal profession is filled mostly with Democrats voting to protect their profession and their income, and it's been harmful to all the rest of us.
Absolutely.
This nation has sold itself into destruction by its own greed, so we brought about our own downfall. We as a nation, as that is, not we, you, our listeners, but the nation brought its own downfall by its greed.
Remember in the days past when it come to sin issues like pedophilia, like abortion, in the old days, you would have some Democrats cross the aisle and vote with the Republicans. You don't know. They're in lockstep. They will not vote for anything that's not a sin. I mean, it's unbelievable how corrupt. I mean, it's they become completely and totally corrupted. The Bible says all liars will have their place in lake of fire. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you listen to that January 6th committee. Unbelievable. And I'm wondering how many of those people, if you put them on a witness stand and charged them and or try to prove that anyone has ever heard them tell the truth. That's about how bad it's gotten out there. You'd have a hard time proving that at any time they've ever told the truth. It's really, well, but you know,
lying
this
has become the national pastime in America almost. It's you hear more lies than you do anything else in America.
Carl in California, Carl in Cleveland pledges 500. Blanche in New York pledges 300.
Praise God.
Amen. You know, and I feel sorry for our folks out there in New York, but because they have such a corrupt government out there in New York, and we have some really good people, you know, and they'll tell you, just like when I went and I spoke in Boston to a group right there on the green where the Revolutionary War started, where the first shot was fired. And I went out there. We had a reenactment of that day. And what happened was there was a group of people gathered around me. I would say maybe 50, 75 people up close. And then in the back, farther back, a lot of people gathered to watch. The people that gathered up close said, "Look at Pastor Sanders. Believe me, when you preach on communism, we hear, understand what you're saying. We've been living under communism." And all of those that were in the background, those were the communists looking at these people that were coming forth and talking about the communism. It was amazing. Alrighty.
What amazes me, we have done story after story of people who have come from China, from North Korea, from other communist countries who've told what goes on, how horrible living conditions, the poverty, the fear, the corruption, and they come here and try and tell the truth, and they get ignored. And this is what amazes me. We've done so many of those testimonies on the radio, and it's just like, ho-hum. Yeah, it's an interesting story. What's going on now with the, you know, Prince of England or whatever, or what's going on with the latest, the Hollywood bimbo, or, you know, what's the latest fashion, you know, craze, and they go right on into their insanity.
888-281-1110. Now is a great time to call. We're going to a break at 888-677-9673. We're waiting for your call. We need to hear your call. Be right back with more.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart. Behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
And his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All right, we're back, and this is a very, very slow night. And, well, I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to pledge another 1,000. We're going to ask doers of the word. We're going to ask folks out there that you would match my pledge. Match my pledge. We're looking for, we need actually about 4 people to match that pledge of 1,000 tonight. It's been, well, thanks to Mr. Biden and the Democratic Party, the economy, wow, with the inflation, we really need to hear from you folks. We really want to stay on the station that you're listening to us on. We really want to warn the people to be the watchman on the wall. We can only do it with your help. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need to hear it from you. Just 1 week out of the month that we do Pledge Week, and we really have to hear from you. All right, there you go. All right, go, Joe.
Well, I tell you what, there's so many things out there people need to know. I'm just looking at different stories, and one that's, I guess, scary. North Korean missiles fired by Russia contain U.S. electronics. They got a hold of one of those Korean missiles that Russia fired into Ukraine. approximately 75% of the 290 components they analyzed in the missile came from U.S.-based company. Additional 16% came from European firms, according to this organization called CAR. And CAR is an acronym from, I can't remember what it is, but it's a group that studies this kind of thing in Europe. So North Korea gathered all these components, assembled the missiles, shipped it to Russia, all within a relatively short period of time, because all this equipment that they found in the destructed missile are all fairly new things. So what it means is our technology is being taken, and the poorest country, one of the poorest communist countries, North Korea, is able to get our components to make all the missiles work. So it means somebody is selling things to people that they're not supposed to. Weapons are supposed to be point of use. They're, you know, sources are supposed to be tracked. And the fact that North Korea is able to acquire so much of this suggests that they have a acquisition network that circumvents, without detection, the sanction regimes that were supposed to have been put in place, for two decades ago. So we're seeing now that Russia is working with North Korea and Iran, China. They're working together. They're bypassing sanctions. The Biden administration apparently is not monitoring things, not looking at their sanction list, not paying any attention. And this is proof that we have a government that's incapable of protecting you, the American citizen. They don't seem to understand national security, national defense. And all the stuff on this missile, like I said, was very new equipment. So it's not something that they got together 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It's stuff that's been acquired in the last couple of years, the last 2 years, according to this article from the Daily Caller News Foundation, Jake Smith reporting. Folks, our country is in bad shape. We have some crazy people leading it. They need to be replaced. We need to get some real patriotic Americans who care about America, our national defense, our national security. We need to make some major changes, and we need to do it quickly.
All righty. Mary Grace pledges 100. Thank you, Mary Grace. And I'd like to have some matches. Do we have anybody out there that can match our 1,000? I pledged another 1,000. Is there anyone out there that can match our 1,000? 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Michael in Pennsylvania pledges 250. Thank you, Michael.
Michael, yes.
Okay. The other night I heard President Trump, he was speaking, and he said, mail-in ballots, he said. He said, folks, there's so much corruption, we've got to get rid of these mail-in ballots. And again, here you go. How would you like this? In Nevada, how would you like to find out that you already voted when you hadn't voted before the election day, okay?
And before election, yep, you went to vote and found out you've already done it.
Yeah, Nevada voters surprised to find mail ballots counted in primary despite they're not voting. A wave of confusion and concern washed over Nevada voters this weekend when many discovered that their ballots were registered as counted for the February 6th presidential primary despite not having participated. The 8 News, the 8 News Now reported that these irregularity in voters' histories prompted an immediate response from the Secretary of State's office on Monday. The issue was first identified on Sunday when voters began noticing discrepancies in their voting records. And we got to go back.
This back in the 2020 election, right? This is not new. We've done this story before, only it was about 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. and thousands, remember, thousands and
they
thousands.
Went to vote, and they said, you've already voted.
Yep. Yeah, we had that here. We had several people that came and said they went to vote, and they were told, no, you've already voted. And so this is, again, we've got to go back to one-day voting like it was before. Voting in
paper ballots and one-day voting.
If it wasn't broken, and it never should have been fixed, but the corruption, if there's a way of cheating, the Democrats will find it. If there is no way, they'll create a way of cheating. And folks, these mail-in ballots, it was working fine. Everything was working fine when you had to go and vote like you should. And now they're mailing in thousands and thousands. They had, over 800 votes, ballots put in, mailed in that were in the same residence, the same house, not just a house.
Yeah, it was the same address.
Yeah, the same address.
It was a house, but same address.
And they went and checked it out, and there wasn't 800 people living there, huh?
No.
All right.
Folks, we're losing this country, and we're losing it because the citizens are not complaining. They're not standing up. They're not getting a hold of their Congress critters and their senators, making enough of a case, you know, not threatening, you know, you better start doing something if you want to get reelected. And, you know, we're going to continue to have this kind of thing happen as long as we put up with it. If we put up with it, we're going to get more and more of this corruption, more and more of this garbage. And I'm sorry to say, until the people get mad enough to fight back.
Well, you see, that's the point. If you put up with it, you deserve it, right?
Pretty much.
How about we take a close look at the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights, and not just a cursory look, but rather an honest, critical, deeper look. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It does not say a well-regulated standing army being necessary to the security of a tyrannical state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall always be infringed. In other words, that's what the Democrats say. Well-regulated means a run smoothly, to be disciplined and well-supplied militia means the body of people consisting of lawful citizens in a free state of existence. Security means to keep them safe. Necessary means a needed, essential free state, meaning the collective of states in the whole nation. The right means these essential liberties that all people have regardless of government. The people, the lawful citizens in a free state of existence, to keep, meaning to own, and possess and bear, meaning to carry on or about one's person, either open or concealed arms, meaning weapons shall not, must not, and will not be infringed, meaning restricted, retarded, suppressed, or in any other way. Well, the Democrats are always trying to disarm us. Why? Why do you think they want to disarm us? Do they want to disarm us?
To conquer an unarmed people is the answer that the world has proven over and over and over.
And so for years and years, when people were talking about Russia, 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 or the Chinese or the North Koreans, we were telling you, your real enemy is here, walking among you every day. Your real enemy sits there in Congress. Your real enemy, your enemies out there, folks, if you're a Christian, you're a patriot, you're an American, your enemies had a vote for Biden sign in their yard. And so what did we tell people, Joe? We didn't tell them to hate them or whatever. We told them, though, mark those people, the ones that had the Biden signs in the yard. Folks, those are not your friends. Those are not your friends.
Loyal opposition.
All righty.
Well, let's go back a little farther. We got just enough time. Thomas Paine, one of the great founding fathers, patriots, he was talking about the, you know, governments and power. And he said this, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did. It never will. find out just what the people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppose. Now, he was talking about the British imposing, but we're talking about the deep state, the Antichrist system that has taken over the government in the United States. The communist revolution is taking place. And like he said, power will not concede without a demand from the people. It's never happened in history, you know, that the power, they just gave up power. That those governing, when they find out just how much garbage you're willing to put up with, that's the amount of injustice you're going to keep having, and they will keep pushing until you either give up and become a slave or you resist with words, blows, or both. And we're at the point we might still be able to save this country with words if the people speak up, vote, get enough of the politicians rattled.
All right, Curtis in Vancouver pledges 200. Thank you, Curtis. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We don't have that much time. We've got about 13 minutes left. The phone lines will be open. We'll be taking calls up until 12 midnight tonight, folks. To 12 midnight tonight, so we really do need to hear from you. And Major Jim Lindsay, should we let Jim give the invitation tonight, Joe?
Jim will do a good one, I'm sure.
All righty.
Well, God bless you, gentlemen. I'd like to read Romans 10, 8 through 10, which says, the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith that we preach, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And we need to make that confession of faith with our mouth, and we have to mean it. A lot of people will mumble a sinner's prayer and they go right back into sin and they don't really repent. The repentance is done in the mind and in the heart. It's not just talk. We have to walk the walk and talk the talk. And if you are listening and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, give him a chance to make a difference in your life. If you sacrifice anything to God, he will reward you. He will multiply it and bring it back. The word says in James, if you take one step toward God, he'll take two steps toward you. If you flee from the devil, he will flee from you. He'll just go in the opposite direction if you come to God. A lot of people, they complain, well, I'm so tempted, it's hard to overcome it, but you've got to resist. You've got to put up a fight. It's just like we have to put up a fight against tyranny and against the deep state. You know, when they try to disarm us, it's so that they can take us over. And the devil does the same thing in spiritual warfare. We have to be armed with the word of God, and we have to fight. So if you'd like to receive Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, come into my heart. I admit I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Clean me up. Forgive me of my sins. Give me a brand new start and give me happiness. Give me joy that I long for. Make a difference in my life. I surrender all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you mean that with all your heart, then you're saved. Start living it. Put faith into action. The Bible says that without works, your faith is dead. So put some elbow grease into it and start making a difference in your own life and see what God does to multiply your efforts, and he will clean you up. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thanks, Jim. Folks out there, no one has ever done anything that will mean as much to them as receiving Christ as a Savior. The time will come for every single one of you out there listening to me tonight. The time will come when that's the only thing that will matter to you. It's the only thing that will matter to you. You're standing, folks, because you're going to die. That's a reality. And the Bible says it's given to all men once to die and then the judgment. And you're either going to end up in heaven or hell. There's no in between. And folks, believe me, you don't want to die in your sin. So do what he said. Give it to the Lord tonight. Diane in Massachusetts pledges 1,000. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
We would like, can we possibly get a couple more? We still have 10 minutes left. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could get a couple more matches to match Diane for that 1,000 in Massachusetts? All right, that number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. And we will be here for about another 8 minutes now and to hear from you. So give us a call. Help us out. And we will continue to fight without compromise. And as long as we can, I'm really surprised that Joe and I are still here on the radio, that we haven't been arrested and jailed. I mean, because that's what's happening in our country today. But we're going to continue as long as we can, and we can do it as long as we're getting the support from you folks out there to keep us on the air. And not only if we could get enough support, could we stay in there, we could go back. It would be a wonderful thing to go back to all of those stations we went off before, because we are coming rapidly. We're telling you about what is happening to a time when you're really going to need this radio program to tell you the actual truth about what is really going on out there. And so, alrighty, the number again is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We'll be here till midnight, so you can call till midnight. We're coming up to that time. Oh, by the way, don't forget, you've got the Bible and the blackboard and also that tremendous little red book. Donations of $50 or more. All right. We're coming up to that point where we come to every night at this time. Right about 30 seconds, right? Okay. All righty. Here's what we always do at this time. We say, good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
We say, God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
And then we say, and always. Ready?
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Lots of channels. Nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.